Just recognizing that this, again, Ajahn Chah's emphasis of the that meditation practice, development of the of Dhamma practice, is really for everybody. And say Dhamma practice wasn't some esoteric pursuit suitable only for monastics. It was a matter of developing wisdom about your own life. Sometimes lay people would come to him and say that they couldn't meditate because they were illiterate. And his response, "Why do you need to be literate? You put your hand in the fire and it's hot. You put it in water and it's cool. Do you understand that much? If you do, you can cultivate the Dhamma." The word bhavana is monk's language. In ordinary language, we say consider or reflect. Just know whatever arises in your mind. When anger arises in your mind, are you aware of it? Greed arises, are you aware of it? What's it like to be angry? What's it like to feel desire? Just keep looking at that. What else did you think it was about? If you can move and breathe, if you know the difference between hot and cold and between liking and disliking, then you can still practice the Dhamma, because the Dhamma appears in this very body and mind. Don't think the Dhamma is a long way away. It's with us. It's about nothing else but us. Just look. One moment you're happy, and the next you're sad. One moment you're satisfied, and the next you're not. Then you're getting angry with that person, hating this one. That's all Dhamma. Nothing belongs to us. We don't even belong to us. In the end, we disintegrate according to the law of impermanence. Head hair, body hair, nails, teeth, and skin. If you contemplate these things well, then you will see them in their true light. These things are not ours, because they're not under our control. The whole body is the same. When it wants to hurt, it hurts. When it wants to get old, it gets old. And when it wants to die, then it dies. It never listens to us about any of it. When you get a headache or a stomach ache, has your body ever asked your permission first? And sometimes these are, and you think, well, it is quite ordinary. But then when you really start internalizing that and reflecting on this, yeah, the ordinariness of just say, yeah, aging, sickness, death, these are incredibly ordinary, on a certain level, mundane realities, but they're pointing to these truths that we can see more and more clearly, and then relinquish our desire and attachment toward body, mind, world,